Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Ngegama lika Jesu. Izwi lethu esizolifunda namhlanje kulapha ku Colossians chapter 2 verse 17. Ilifundeka kanje in NIV ithi, these are the shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Sometimes we Christians, we have a tendency to overlook some of the scriptures in the Old Testament, thinking that they are not important for us in the New Testament. And yet the Old Testament is the shadow of the New, and the New reveals the Old. When we look at the Word of God in the Old Testament, first of all, the phrase testament means covenant. And now, as there were 613 laws, when Jesus Christ was hanged on the cross, all the laws they came to Zeza to zifilthwe esiphambanweni. As they were filtered in the at the cross, ezinye zadlule langale, ezinye zasala. Njengoba sazi ukuthi ama rituals okuchithigazi uJesu seke kwenze konke, manje asisakwenzi, which is an old covenant. But at the same time, we've got to remember ukuthi in the Old Testament bebenzile covenant, but there was a time uNkulunkulu ewenza lama covenant. Bona abantwana bakaNkulunkulu benza ama covenant kabusha, njalo bekwenzo ama covenant kabusha. Manje ke uma sikhuluma nge Old Testament, we are talking about the old covenant. But at the same time, when we are talking about the commandments and the law, some of the law, we still practice it even today. As we know, all the law is suppressed or condensed to 10 commandments. And now, as there were 613 laws, when they came to a cross, sexual law yadlula yeza ku New Testament ukuthi izinto eze sex eza uNkulunkulu as forbidden, they are still forbidden even now. As izinto zokungahlonipha abazali, they are even kutwani practice even now. There are those ezadlulela ngapha, there are those ezasale siphambanweni njengokuchithwa kwegazi ngoba uJesu kwenze konke. And ikube khona nezinye ezokudla ku dietary laws, manje ufike siphambaneni zachithwa azisadluleli ngapha njengoba uThixo wayithi ningadli into ethile nethile. When we come to the New Testament, we find out ukuthi azange kusho ukuthi zona zachithwa, asisazenzi. Manje yiko lokhu ngithanda ukuchaza ukuthi there are a lot of the things ezenziwa in the Old Testament which they reveal in the New Testament esisazenza, not knowing ukuthi why bebezenza, i-reason ukuthi bezibonisa into esizoyenza namhlanje. Manje siyabona ukuthi moreover uJesu Christ was functioning in the Old Testament. If uJesu was functioning in the Old Testament as a symbol, and siyabona ukuthi we read in the Old Testament that Jesus Christ was a rock that accompanied the Israelites. And we read in Proverbs 25 verse 2 that it is the glory of God to conceal the matter, and to search a matter, it is the glory of the kings. According to Revelation 15, verse 5, 9, verse 6, we are called as kings. We are called to be kings and the priests. Manje, looking at 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29, verse 33, we read that God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding. He could describe every plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the walls. And we remember, ukuthi, even that hyssop layo, uma they were in Egypt, God instructed them, uma bezogcobisa igazi, lapho ukuthi when le Passover, uma bezogcobisa igazi eminyango yabo, uNkulunkulu instructed them to use a tree, a hyssop. Nala uDavide ku Psalm 51, athi cleanse me to be white as snow, wathi ngeze ngehisophe ukuze ngibe mhlophe. Manje there were trees ebezi symbolize something which were used in the Old Testament. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje hyssop is also uNkulunkulu njengoba sisho ukuthi wa instruct abantwana bakaIsrayeli. If ever they violated ukuthi bangayisebenzisi that hyssop, that blood ebebezoyigcobisa emnyango would have no meaning. Manje uNkulunkulu, today we are going to elaborate on the importance of the trees in the Old Testament and how they relate to us in the New Testament. First and foremost, in Genesis 3, God gave the instruction to Adam concerning the trees in the Garden of Eden. Even after the fall of Adam, and even we read about the fig tree, which we'll interpret at a later stage, since it has a different history. And meaning, furthermore, Banwele, the tree of life is mentioned in the book of Revelation, and it signifies something. But today, I would like us to utisivule ama Bible A2, lapha kwincwadi ke Leviticus 23. We are going to read verse 40. Ilithi leli lizwi, and you shall take on the first day the fruit of the splendid trees, branches of the palm tree, and broad and boughs of the leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu. Manje, God declared that these were the splendid trees. Today in our days, amaJuda all over the world, they still continue observing this festival, which they call it the Feast of the Tabernacle, or the Feast of Shelters, or the Sukkot, or the Feast of Gathering. We celebrate yearly for 7 days in a row. To them, this is the feast of to remember how they dwelt in the wilderness and how God provided for them as they were in the wilderness. But the depth of it is about the kind of trees or the type of trees uNkulunkulu instructed to use them. As we understand that the Bible has got four types of interpretation. There's a spiritual interpretation, there's a prophetic interpretation, there's a literary interpretation, and there's a historical interpretation. Manje, with the willow tree, it is known as a poplar tree. Let us look at the nature, and we'll see ukuthi ishukuthini kithi in the New Testament. The nature of a willow tree, uNkulunkulu makafuna ukuthi basebenzise, ukuthi was preaching to them a message. In nature, willow tree is a tree that cannot live without water. It yearns for the water. And ama roots akhona will follow the direction where the water. The purpose of the tree was to remind them to be thirsty for the things of God. Yiko loku Davide naye ku Psalm 42 athi as the deer panted for the streams of water, my soul pants for you God, my soul thirsts for you God, for the living God. Siyafunda lapha ku John chapter 7 ku verse 27 ukuthi Jesu Christo attended those festivals, and the Bible tells us ukuthi go John 7 verse 27 at the greatest feast, which was in the seventh day, uJesu waphakama and spoke a loud voice and said, if anyone is thirsty, Let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, the streams of the living water will flow from within him. Manje, we recall that earlier on we read the scriptures, and that these things were the shadow and the realities found in Jesus. Go Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Ujesu said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness. There is no way bangwele ukuthi uNkulunkulu asigcwalise unless we thirst and hunger for righteousness. So when God told them to bring a willow tree, the willow tree was going to preach to them. It's a symbol of saying, we've got to be like a willow tree, the tree that hungers and thirsts for the water. Ngoba, a willow tree cannot stay without the water. A willow tree always, amaruta kona, will flow where the water is. He learned to Jesu Christo, owagcine shilo kubo, athi whoever is thirsty, let him come, yimi enginamanzi okuphila. Now we see ukuthi, this was in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament now, it preaches to us, ukuthi unless we hunger and thirst for izinto zikaNkulunkulu, God cannot fill us. Sibone nalapha kuSamu 137, kuverse 2, that when the children abaka Israeli bekwi captivity, but by the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept when we remember Zion. This was the sign of being thirsty. Bekumbula iZioni bangcwele, and having a longing for Zion, and nothing could make them to rejoice. And the solution was just to hang their harps on the willow tree. Why they hang their harps on the willow tree? It's because that very willow tree is a symbol of to be hunger and thirst. Manje not Jesu was tshela ukuthi, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness. Kudingeka ukuthi sinqane bangcwele. So uThixo makasebenzisa those trees, he was preaching a message. Manje, another characteristic of a willow tree, filter a toxin. Kusho ukuthi umthetho wayo filter away a toxin. And establish rooted, strong rooted. It doesn't get uprooted easily. Manje, I character uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi thina ma believers, we've got this character, a willow tree. Ukuthi we've got ukuthi sikuthwani, sivente out izinto ezingekho right kithi. And at the same time, sibe ngabantu abarooted. And sibe ngabantu abanqaniwe. And sibe ngabantu will come to reach the place of immaturity. Singahlali sibe abantwana njalo. Manje yiko lokhu no Psalm 1 lithi, our delight must be in the law of the Lord, and we've got to meditate in the law of the Lord ngaso sonke isikhathi. Yiko lokhu bangcwele ukubaluleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayefuna ukuthi mabe celebrator, they've got to use those trees. Ngoba those trees, they have a symbol. Angithi siyazi ukuthi nezwi kaNkulunkulu, siyazi ukuthi bekhona e-Eden, the tree of life and death, the tree of good and evil. And uNkulunkulu athi masingathintwa. But we see the very trees in the New Testament, kwi Book of Revelation. Manje yiko lokhu ngithi, uma sithi Old Testament, we can't read it. We are missing a lot. We don't talk about our rituals, but we need to find out ukuthi what message God was giving, even the message uNkulunkulu ayinikele thina. UJesu Christ in the New Testament, he used the parables to speak to the church. Uma sibheka sifunda uSalm 92 about the cedar, that the righteous will flourish like the cedar of Lebanon. UNkulunkulu here promises us to multiply And we read the Bible, ukuthi David, or rather Solomon, used the cedars of Lebanon to build a temple kaNkulunkulu. Siyakhumbula ukuthi bekusuka amasidera aseLebanon azokwakha indlu kaNkulunkulu. Manje umsidara ububalulekile ngani ngoba yizinto ezakha itempele likaNkulunkulu. And nathi we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Hence manje uma sifunda lezi zinto, they've got a message kithi ngoba umsidare is a tree that is known as the windbreaker. It serves to protect other tree around. In makuza umoya omkhulu, the willow tree is the one that serves to protect other trees. And now to us as the children of God, the Bible tells us that we've got to be the brothers' keepers. We've got to protect our brothers. We've got to live right with our brothers. Manje yizo izinto ke bangcwele uNkulunkulu makathi mabeze nalezi zihlahla. These trees, they were going to preach a message kuzo. And the Bible also tells us ukuthi these things were the shadow of the real things is Christ. Throwing my question, give me now, manje, ukuthi, are we brothers keepers or are we the exposers of our brothers? Uma sifunda ku Proverbs 25, verse 9, when it says, don't reveal the secret of another. Another translation says, do not betray another's confidence. Manje, ku TPT version, iti, do not reveal other person's secrets just to prove a point. Manje izinto ezisifundisayo mangcwele ngalezi sihlahla uNkulunkulu abeke ukuthi sihlahla somsidari ngoba besiprotecta nezinye ihlahla. And manje thina, we've got to be the people who protect our sisters and brothers kuko konke. And siyakhumbula iPsalm 92 as we are closing. It planted in the house of God, we will flourish in the courts of our God. Mark you, we don't flourish outside the church. We flourish when we are inside the courts of our God. Reason namhlanje is that when we come together, there is a corporal anointing. Koni anointing as especially as we come together. Lapho izwi likhuluma ku Psalm 133 elithi bangcwele in a unity God commands a blessing. And ilize elithi ku Psalm 133 Hermon, the Jew of Hermon, is falling unto Mount Zion. That is where God bestows his blessing. Izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi, let us not giving up meeting together as there's some habit of doing, but encouraging one another. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ke ekseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu make bizenza izinto in the old, they had a symbol esinayo in the new. UJesu Kristu sesivala wama eMount laphayana eMount Beatitude as you were teaching the law, the laws in the New Testament. Ama Beatitude. Wenza loku thixwa kwenza, wayanikeza umthetho esinayi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, there are things ekufanele ukuthi sizazi, ukuthi they are important ukuthi sizazi, ukuthi why God had to tell them to do this. Ngoba zisiza thina even in the New Testament. Manje uNkulunkulu bengeke afaka uJesu in the New Old Testament, kanti akukho important ukuthi sifunde ngazo. How can we learn ngabo Jezebel if singaphundi ku Old Testament? How can we learn ngabantu abahambe noNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu babusise kanjani uma singayifundi? So ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu makasenze kahle ukuthi yonke incwadi kaNkulunkulu ithi all scriptures are God breathed. All scriptures, not some of the scriptures. Ngoba, that is where God speaks. May God richly bless us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.